I'm going to start out tonight with some kind of heavy news. David DeMarco was at Bard's Fest, and he was, in fact, he was doing a lot of photos and videos at Bard's Fest that were going to be, and hopefully still will be, part of the Bard's Fest documentary that we're hoping will be out by February. But David got sick after Bard's Fest and ended up in the hospital. And I don't know all the details from there. But just that alone is saddening, just to say that, because of the result. David passed away this evening at 7:45 p.m. And Mary Ellen, Bob Thomas, his sister Kathy, and his wife had the privilege to pray over him. This note says, worship God and claim Jesus' redemption over his situation. It says the story is not over. David walks with Jesus, and while we do not understand God's plan, we choose to trust in him. And they listed Romans 8:28 from NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In honor of David and his generosity, Mary Ellen asks that each of you do something extra special for someone else over the weekend, which I think is a beautiful message. So, unbelievably, I mean, I'm going to say this honestly. This just came in. Two of our mods sent it over to me. Thank you, Nikki. And thank you, MSN Liars, for getting this to me. Let's start with that discussion. And that is doing good. I literally was just preparing this show about that. And I had not read this. So we are really walking a different path than than many of the patriots and many of those in our country, because people are trying to go back to the way things were. Nothing is going back to the way things were. We are not resurrecting a system that was built on the backs of sacrifice and wasted blood in wars and exploitation, greed, self-accumulation, and ego building. We're not doing it. And that's the path that I'm walking on. And I'll just say this, because if that conflicts with the direction you're seeing things, you're going to be either wholly enlightened on this channel or very disappointed. Because I'm really on about my, I kind of just hit a peak tonight. And I look at this guy, David DeMarco, was a really beautiful soul. He was the one, he took a picture that actually captured the rainbow over Mike Lindell at when Mike Lindell spoke. So that was two rainbows, by the way, at Bard's Fest. One rainbow at the end, as we know, but another rainbow broke out when Mike Lindell spoke. And David DeMarco captured that shot. And I'm blessed to have had the opportunity to have spoken with him. Because there's a lot of people there, but we made that chance. And he was a beautiful soul. We are really seeing a lot of people that are focused on the wrong things. They're focused on trying to build followers. They're focused on trying to build their channel by brand. They're focused on trying to just do the things about themselves, not about what God wants. And I'm not pointing anybody out particularly, but I run into it so often every day, it's just getting to be nauseous. And there's some pretty big influencers out there. I really, our walk does not have to be loud. Our walk has to be sincere and gracious, kind to our neighbor, and it has to be giving as God intends. We're in sort of this internal mode right now, at least I am, and I would think that many of us are, as we face this preparation for what will be a dark winter. And that's not inappropriate, because God doesn't want us forgetting about our home and our families while we help everybody else. But the point of October for me, in the sense of Red October, was while this thing comes unraveled, the entire focus for me was to get everybody focused on their homes and their families and their center point in God and faith, and let us each build those solid points to stand on, so that then as we start to enter into the winter, we're prepared and we're then able to reach out. But in honor of David DeMarco and at the request of Mary Ellen, let us do something for someone else this weekend. Whatever that is. And that's up to you. But pray on that. And let us make that first little inroad into the direction we're going to lead this world and lead it back and out of the darkness, back to a place where you can leave your ego behind and come into the world that we're in and join us in this beautiful walk where we are walking with God, trusting in God, and giving all credit to God. And that is what we have to do in this whole walk. You know, one of the things that I personally loved when I worked in special operations is that the work that I did, no one ever knew I did, except for the few people that are around me. And it was such a satisfying thing to just do some really good work. And there was, you didn't have to go on some speaking tour. You didn't have to give a lot of presentations about yourself or what you did. It was just like, do the work, watch it evolve, watch the incredible things you can do. And just only a few actually knew you did it. That's not the way our world works now, out here. Not the way they want it to work. It's like everybody has to be jumping out front and trying to tell you what's going to be best and trying to come up with the latest thing that's going to give their channel a big spin. Trying to mobilize a bunch of people to do something that's going to make them look good. There's a lot of that going on. And then when you're not looking, they're over here, you know, it's just a lot of self. And I'm trying to be delicate about this because there's a lot of good people in the movement, but we're getting really misdirected in the purpose of why we're here and what we're doing. The real of it is that there's people suffering financially. There's people suffering emotionally, broken families, stresses of finances, stresses of jobs. There's huge sacrifices going on right now for the benefit of humanity. There's people that are literally dying from this shot. And as hard as I can be on that, I don't celebrate the death of humanity's failures or the death of humanity because of their mistakes. It's just brutal to experience this time. We still have child sex trafficking off the charts. We still have these Luciferian horrors trafficking in child body parts through abortion and trying to do child sacrifices. And then at the same time, we're just watching them just gleefully enjoy watching children and adults alike inject themselves with a bioweapon. There is no time to be playing grab ass at pool parties. There is no time to be having great fun on the weekend while you have these talking festivals and sit there and talk to the, it's like, you know, I'm going to talk to the Court of Kings. because all that's happening in a lot of these events, and they're expensive, and they're designed that way so that it ends up being a big profit for somebody. And so many others are left out. You know, you have Patriot events here that are live streaming, but you have to pay to live stream. You have to pay to watch the live stream. I've looked at every one of these pieces, okay? I've been studying this for the last year, and what did we come to at the Bars Fest? It was just like we prayed to God, and God showed us, and we're like, okay, it's a donation-based event, and God worked through all of us to make sure we could all celebrate. We can't. This is where the split is, and we've kind of assumed like there's going to be like this unvax, vax world. I don't think it's going to be that clean. I think you're going to end up with those, regardless of whether they took the injection or not, that are motivated to help humanity, and those that are motivated to line their pockets and build their egos, and others part of that same group are going to be those that have been submissive to leadership, because you're going to see a new elite arise. You're already seeing it in the Patriot side, a new elite trying to kind of rise up and be the new elite for the Republican Party or the new elite for the world. They're forgetting that this thing is a global event. It has nothing to do with a Republican or a Democrat party. In fact, all of that just needs to burn to the ground. And I'm happy to watch it and help it along with a split economy. But our focus has to be God on all things. And right now, as we are trying to fortify our homes, strengthen is a better term, and make sure we have provisions, make sure we have things in place, helping one another as needed, we need to be prepared, because there's going to be a whole bunch of these people that are going to be out here unprepared. And it's our opportunity, forget the influencers. I mean, I want to see the influencers get down on the ground. I mean, I say that like get down in the trenches. I don't care. I mean, you saw me at Bars Fest. I'm very comfortable wearing a set of military-style pants and a T-shirt. I don't wear a tie. I don't wear a suit. Okay? I'm super comfortable in a beanie cap and a set of hiking boots and a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. And I'm even more comfortable when I get out of the garden and I'm covered all with dirt. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. That's what we want with all of us, to be in that place where it isn't about image and it's not about ego. It's about getting our hands dirty. And making stuff happen. David DeMarco was out taking pictures and was giving himself and what he was doing to something that he was just trying to be part of, contribute to something bigger. He was a very kind soul. And I don't know him. I just had I'm just blessed that I had the opportunity to meet him. Our walk is much more powerful than I think we give ourselves credit, because it's the walk that we're trying to get closer to God. And in so doing, we're literally like shaking the foundations of the earth. And I think part of the reason you see this sort of elitist stuff going on, even on the Patriot influencer side, is because one, they feel like there's no hope, or they're scared, or they know that none of them have God in their heart, and so they're pulling away and trying to create their own little clique. It's going to fail. There's one way through this. Get on your knees and repent and accept Christ in your heart and through Christ to the Father. That is the only way through this walk and this fight. And if you're foolish enough to believe that doing cheerleader rah-rah rallies is going to make a big difference in the end game of the United States, you're fooling yourself. What's going to make a difference is how we reconnect and put humble ourselves before God, not just as a people in this country, but as a global humanity. You know, and I look across the globe. There was a great comment made the other day, and there was a video of people rushing into like a Superdome for sports. And the comment was, imagine if we had as much passion for liberty as we do for sports. It's a brilliant comment. So our walk, like I said, is a quiet one. It's a powerful one. It's getting your hands dirty one. It's doing the work, the hard work. You know how I feel about, I've said it, you know, the pew marshmallow. I don't have room for somebody who's going to sit in the church on Sunday and praying for everything. Okay, God, when are you going to fix it? No. I know, I trust in God. He's going to guide me, but I have to have my hands dirty doing something on this. And I hope you're all the same. And I believe you are, because everybody I met at Bard's Fest was that way. And that's what was so powerful. Is everybody wanted to get their hands dirty. Everybody wants knowledge. That's beautiful. Everybody is looking to do something with that. And I was very impressed with that, I have to say. Colossians 3, 23 to 24. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. That's it. That's exactly Colossians 3, 23 to 24. That is it. Because that's what we're doing. We're serving the Lord Christ, Christ Jesus. And in the process, we're working heartily for the Lord, not for men. But when we start to get wrapped up around that of men, we're not in this fight anymore. You know, it's everything in our lives. I'll be honest. I'm just going to be transparent tonight. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm doing around the house and filling out some gaps for our preparations. And it's an unusual time for me because I'm very internally focused. And it's a necessary time. It's what all my prayers and everything in my heart was leading to after Bard's Fest. So I'm executing. But it's a struggle. I'm because it's very internal to the home, and I don't think any of us are accustomed to focusing everything in our home. But it's necessary because this is very much like filling the silos, and we need to, and we have to be very focused on God's direction. I believe. I'm not proclaiming this over everybody. But I believe that that's what God needs us to do right now, because there is something coming. He needs us to tend to our homes, to tend to our families, to tend to our body temples, to get things in place. The time to now do the work of reaching out is coming soon. And this is part of being able to be strong. Dr. Eric Naputi said it last night. If you're not healthy and you don't have a strong foundation, you're not effective in the fight. And that's what I think a lot of this time is. And like I told you, I have invited to go to 3 different conferences. I canceled all of them when I got back. Because the work isn't there. The work is taking care of each other and our homes. There will come a time for those other things, but we have to get through this winter. And that's, we have to build that example of this walk for others to see. Again, it is not waving flags and putting spotlights on ourselves. It's walking a humble place so that others can eventually realize that there's been a force working in their neighborhood and in their communities that they haven't even recognized. God's moving right now in amazing ways. I feel it. I think every one of us feels it. It's an amazing movement, but he's moving through us. And just like as we learn from Christ, he wasn't waving the banner. It's like, yo, guess what? I'm God's son. You better treat me right. There was none of that. Man, Christ was like the best special operator in the entire world, in history, I mean. And with that quiet walk, as we walk together, there's a lot of people that are lost around us, whether it's they're chasing their own tail through their ego or whether they're walking blindly off the cliff. But what's coming at us is going to shock many. And I don't know what form, I don't know how extreme it's going to get, but I can tell you that everybody I'm talking to that's paying attention is coming to the same conclusions. Lack of power, lack of food. There's two right there in a cold winter. And by the way, something else they're not telling you, let's throw this in and as we get kind of take a little detour on this. In 1972 and 1973, they said that we would be entering into a new ice age during this time. With a little inversion trick that they pulled on everybody is they then switched it over and called it global warming. And it was done on a number of levels. Nuclear power was being very successful, but it was also destroying the coal industry because nuclear power, by comparison, was clean. So the coal industry funded what now has been known as the environmentalist movement. I bet you didn't know that. To stop nuclear power so we would burn coal. And they used that as the pivot to now say that we were heading into global warming, which now became climate change. Well, the dark little secret that no one's been sharing is that the sun's levels output is down. The Russians have been tracking this. This is why they built 29 icebreakers, while we are down to one or two. This is why they've been spending millions of dollars in Arctic operations to build new technologies to operate in extreme cold. That's under Putin. While we've been doing our finger hand puppet work over here, trying to shut down coal and try to go to all renewables. Well, the renewables are the problem because every renewable project that goes into operation, especially the solar projects, underproduces from estimates by 30 to 40%. That's not an engineering error or an engineering overcalculation. It's because the sun's output is down. We're headed into a cold era, an era that could last, some things I've read say it'll be 11 years. Okay. It's a cycle. So as we head into that solar minimum, things are going to get colder. Demands for power are going to go up. Heat's going to be on the top of it. And they've made a whole bunch of people dependent on renewable energy. I think you can see where that goes because there's not currently enough energy in the world to meet the demand. China's hoarding it. California's trying to hoard it. Utilities are trying to switch over to coal. There's not enough coal miners, all this stuff, okay? So all these things are going to be a shakeup for the world. And people are going to need, they're going to wake up. It's going to be a kind of a brutal awakening. Like, very. But at the end of the day, we have to be in a position, all of us, that we can provide the comfort that others may need. And that doesn't mean like doling out food. That might mean you might have to bring somebody over to your house to help them keep warm for a night while you help them reposition what they need to do to take care of themselves. We're going to have to work together as communities like we haven't worked together in our lifetime. And those that will lead that thrust in that part of the fight will be those, the ones that will be the best at that will be those that walk with Christ and serve our King, and through our King, serve the Father. This is very important. So dancing around on stage or sitting, doing whatever people do on these shows, for me, it's just like, okay, so what? I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in working with Bard's Nation, the BDADs, and how we grow that, because that, in the sense of county by county and moving this, is what's going to save us. We have each other. And the beautiful thing about a podcast is there's no limits, at least for now. There's no geographical limits. Meaning, this podcast is listened to in over 120 countries. That wasn't done by some big promotion group. That wasn't done by some advertising company that was pushing it. That was done by God moving this podcast through each of you as you have shared it, and it has grown organically. And the best part about that statement is we have done this together. And we will continue to raise each other up together. And the biggest part about this is we don't need a single person to lead. We all in our local communities have to build strength for one another to lead. I'm not looking at a collectivist model, so we're clear. I'm not looking at some communist goofball stuff. But right now, what God is, I believe what God's putting on all of us is strength in our homes. I believe this is what God is putting on us. I'm not proclaiming that God is like, this is what I told him. Not doing that. You know how I feel about it. But what's on my heart is get your homes in order. Get your body temple strong. Take care of your personal health. Get your fitness program in. Get your diet ready. Have food in stock. This is good. This is just like Exodus, right? Building up the stocks in the silos, the wheat. This is important. This is not a game. Making sure that you've got redundancy in some form of power. If you don't have power for lights, what are you going to do? If you don't have, do you have a generator? Can you run stuff on a small generator? I mean, these are also investments. I get it, right? But it's time to prioritize. We have to do certain things. If you don't have certain things, do you know a neighbor that does you can work with? I mentioned this the other day, and I was dead serious. If you don't have the finances for a generator or things or the ability to have one, then think about like having being prepared. If you're in an apartment and you're dependent on the electricity in a city, all right, spend $8 on two of those survival blankets. They look like foil. And spend another $15 or $20 on a tarp and get it rigged up so you can put the reflective thing, those reflective blankets and the tarp together to make a little tent in your room, in your front room, that you can line with floor mat and some blankets and pillows and maybe a sleeping bag. And if you have to, if it gets that cold, you'll survive this. You can keep heat in there, okay? Yeah, it won't be comfortable, but nothing should limit you, because God is not going to lead you to misery. Remember, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it, 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's so important, because the temptation can be doubt. It's a big one. Temptation can simply be, I can't do it. That's nonsense. You can do all these things. You just have to think creatively. mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you have access to the internet. There are a ton of DIY projects and cheap ways of doing things to help you in the sense of survival situations. And they don't cost a fortune. I've said this so many times, rice and beans. Rice and beans. Literally, $50 in rice and beans is enough for one person for about 90 days. Okay? But you have to move. And this is part of us taking the initiative to get ourselves solid so that when that moment comes that God needs us, and he will, to step and help the others, that we have that foundation. Someone just mentioned water. Very good one. I don't know why I don't mention that enough. It's a very critical issue. So water is important. Water filtration is important. Okay? And again, this is not a Chicken Little sky is falling scenario. We are facing a massive deconstruction of what we have come to know. It's not even a question. It's happening. The supply chains are literally breaking as we're talking. I just read something just a minute ago. Let me find it. This actually came from Mike Adams. Food company Augustin Farms, which makes storable food, just issued a letter to its suppliers declaring it will cease operations for 90 days. That means from now, that's like not till January, stating Augustin Farms cannot fulfill any orders at this time. The company is having critical supply chain failures combined with extraordinary demand. This is happening across multiple supply chains. It absolutely is. So be proactive. Don't be flat-footed. Don't be a pew marshmallow, okay? These are very important times that as we stand strong in our faith, part of standing strong in our faith is being able to know that we've been good stewards of what God has not only given us, but God has directed us, okay? And with that, we are then in a position to be strong and be able to lead others. And that's a critical component here, because part of our problem, everybody, me included, is we look many times to the government as leadership, and that is not the place to be turning right now. We are part of what is now recognized, in my opinion, as the remnant. And this means that each one of us in our own capacity is now leading. We are not following or waiting to be led. Big difference, right? So that means we have to change and reprioritize what we need to do before us and consider where you are and how you can best prepare to make sure that you will remain strong, but you can help your community. So this is the world we are now in. And the beautiful part about that is the world that we are now in is defined by love thy neighbor as you would want to be loved, protect and take care of the innocent, protect God's children, and above all, have love and faith in the Father that he will provide and guide as we walk within the body of Christ and serve our King, Christ Jesus. It does not say, sit on your fanny on the couch, watch TV while you worry about not having enough money to go buy a bucket of food, do nothing and just pray that God will drop a bunch of manna on your doorstep when the storm hits. I don't buy that one. So we have a challenge ahead of us, all of us. We have to really start looking at how we're going to help bring our communities together. We don't need the grandstanding and the egos. We need the solid, faithful, and honest and truthful walk that only comes as we walk through our Lord Christ Jesus. And that is where we are, in my opinion. Ephesians 1:11, in him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. One of my favorite passages. It is so powerful and such a reminder, as is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So as we close this evening, let us reclaim that heart of giving. And let us remember 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let us honor David DeMarco this weekend at the request of Mary Ellen with that heart of giving. And let us keep that flame of giving continue to grow bright and brighter in the coming weeks as we continue to strengthen our homes and the foundation of faith that we stand on and strengthen our body temple as we turn into the dark winter, that we are prepared to be there to help one another, to guide the many, to unite our communities, and to do so in the name of God and our Lord Christ Jesus. This is a glorious time. It's a very simple and very beautiful and very honest and truthful walk. It really doesn't get much better than that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are truly blessed with all that you give, and the gift of a true heart, of being able to reflect deeply on ourselves, to be truthful with who we are and where we are, and in so doing, to turn to you and to show you, to share with you the truth that you already know. These are challenging times, Lord. And as we look across the storm that's coming, we pray for the many that see this and understand this to continue to find the fellowship to work together, to lead our communities. And to strengthen our communities. Let us not just give, but let us encourage in the process to have them discover the strength of taking that accountability and responsibility for themselves. Let us give also the gift of understanding empowerment and accountability to develop a plan, to develop a method, to understand what we're going to do together to overcome these challenges. We know that we cannot walk this alone. We know that the only way through this, Lord, is to walk this with you and to walk this in the body of Christ. And as we accept that place and that humbleness before you, we also know that all things will be provided as needed. We simply have to trust. So let us love our neighbor as we would want to be loved. And let us protect the innocent as you would desire us to do. and take care of those that can't take care of themselves. Let us also give greater gifts for them to take responsibility, to lead their own lives, to raise up and take the empowerment that they can get through the trust in you and to move forward into this world. Above all, Lord, let us trust you and love you deeper and more fully than we ever desired. And we pray that on everyone, that in the times that are to come and as things get more chaotic, let us turn to you more deeply than we ever thought possible. We are truly humbled to be in this time as we are reshaping a world and moving it away from a darkness that is more like an abyss and bringing that darkness into the light that is truly your glory. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Patriots, to know that we are in a place that we can have such amazing change and have such amazing impact because we love the Lord and because we are leading with that in our hearts is something that very few people can proclaim. We have been well prepared for such a time as this. And we must continue to prepare for such a time as this. And in the process of preparing, keep in mind that we're not just preparing for ourselves. We're preparing to lead and unite our communities. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. We're going to be challenged, but we know that through these challenges, as long as we keep our rock of faith underneath us, keep our prayers strong with God, that we will get through this. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And above all, we cannot doubt him. And God's going to win this. And above all, let us always remember that he's working through us for this victory. It's a glorious place to be. So see you tomorrow night for Fishers of Men. Sunday night, it's going to be a special show. I think I'm going to launch it at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And that's going to be the 1,000th show for Bards FM. I'm super excited. And as part of that, we're having a special guest, Joe Hoft from Gateway Pundit, brother to Jim Hoft, who is the founder of Gateway Pundit. It's going to be a good show. So until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of our moment. reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.